Polls indicate that former Wisconsin Governor Tommy Thompson is leading the GOP Senate primary. Thompson suggests that defeating President Obama might be difficult in Wisconsin this fall, and Thompson says he would help the GOP presidential ticket.
We haven't carried the state of Wisconsin as a Republican since Ronald Reagan's second term. You're going to have somebody be able to bring the votes back to the Republican side, and I've carried the state of Wisconsin five times.
Former Wisconsin Congressman and now home builder Mark Newman says he has the conservative backing needed to defeat Baldwin.
The conservatives in the United States of America and across Wisconsin are lining up behind this candidacy. We have the endorsement of Senator Jim DeMint, Senator Rand Paul, Senator Tom Colburn.
Businessman Eric Hovde says he has the private sector background that would win in November.
I didn't get into this race to spend a life in politics. In fact, I'm going there. I want to serve as a citizen legislator, try to get our country fixed, and go back to a nice private sector life. Because guess what? I enjoyed the private sector.
Hovde also says he can win more younger voters and female voters, though he didn't explain that remark other than to say he would work hard to get that backing. State Assembly Speaker Jeff Fitzgerald says while being an ally of Governor Scott Walker, Fitzgerald has shown guts.
But you know what people are starved for? They're starved for political courage. That's what I bring to the table. I've been battle-tested.
Tammy Baldwin's campaign says she would take on special interests and stand up for the middle class and small businesses, while the Republican candidates would put millionaires and large corporations ahead of the people of Wisconsin. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.